Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Ches. We will begin on Daf Zayin Amud Beis at the 11th line. We were learning in the previous shir different statements that were made by Nachman Hamadai, and every time the Gemara quoted Nachman Hamadai's opinion, the Gemara said, "Nishtaka Adav Avloi Neimar." It should be forgotten. It's incorrect. So says the Gemara, "Amalei Rav Achba Minyumi Labaya." Grava Rabba, Asim Asrin, a great person came from our place, a great person came from Modai, and Kamil Stomer, and every time he says something, Amrilei, it said, Nishtaka Davaloi Noimer, whatever he says, we say we should forget. Omar, so said Abaye to Rav Achba Minyumi, Ikechad Avdina Kavasai. There is one time that we do follow his opinion. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Nachman Amadei says, Shal Adav Tracha B'Shemei Tefillah. A person, when he's davening, if he has something specific that he needs, he can ask for it in Shemei Tefillah. Amalei, Serv Achabem Menyumi said Tabaya, Baminodaihi. That statement of Nachman Amadei is not really a proof that we follow his opinion. That he the Talya B'Asheravri. Because actually that statement he said in the name of great people. The Tanya, Rav Elazar Omer, Shoyel Adam Tzrachav, if a person needs something, he should first ask for whatever specific needs he may have, V'achkach Yispalo, and only afterwards should he stavin Shemen Esrei. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Tfilo L'Oni K'yatoif, L'fnei Shem Yishbay Sichoy. First he should daven his own personal tefillah, and then he should be mispalel. And ain't sicha, because sicha only represents tefillah. Shenema, as the pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchok l'suach besodom. Interestingly enough, Tysus asks a question. Here we're saying that how do we know that sicha means tefillah? Because the pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchok l'suach besodom. Ask Tysus that in Masech the Brachas, so the Pesach asks the Masech the Brachas, the Gemara says just the opposite, that how do we know that Tefillah is Sicha, because the Pesach says Tefillah l'ani kiyatoif l'fnei Hashem yishpeh Sichoi. So Tysus asks, here it seems that the Pesach of Yetzah Yitzchak l'suach besodah is the Pesach from where we know that it means Tefillah, and from there it seems that the Pesach that we're quoting here is the proper Pesach. How do we reconcile these two Gemaras? So Tysus says that actually these two Gemaras complement each other. And the way to understand, says Tysus, is as follows. That if we only had the pasuk of V'yetze Yitzchak L'suach Besada, we would assume that maybe what Yitzchak was doing was just going out to speak to somebody in the field. That's why we need the pasuk of Eshbech L'fana Sichai, which means tefillah. But continues Tysus, if we only had the pasuk of Eshbaich Lefonov Sichi, I would say that it only represents tefillah that's not a tefillah kavua. V'yetze Yitzchak l'suach besada lifnais arev. Yitzchak went out to mispalel lifnais arev. Lifnais arev means that he went out to mispalel every day. At the same time, he went out to mispalel mincha. So from here we see that together we combine the two psukim, we have the concept that sicha means tefillah. Rav Yeshua, on the other hand, says, mispalel v'akach yishav tzrachav. First he should be mispalel, and then he should ask for his personal needs. Shenema, Eshbech Lefonov Sichi. First, I daven to Hashem, and after I finish davening to Hashem, Tzorosi Lefonov Agid, I say my personal needs. Ask the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar Nami, doesn't the Pasuk that we just quoted indicate like Rabbi Yeshua? Rabbi Elazar Nami uksev Eshbech Lefonov Sichi. Ask the Gemara Hachakam. This is the way to understand the Pasuk. Eshbech Lefonov Sichi. When is the time that I daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bizman Shetzorasi Lefonov Agid. The time after I ask for my own needs, that's when I go on to be Mispalel. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shua Nami Hoksiv, Tfilah Ani Kiyatoif, which seems to indicate first you should ask for your own personal needs and only afterwards be mispalo. Hachikamar, says Rabbi Shua, this is the way I understand the pasuk. Eimasai Tfilah Ani, when is the proper time for somebody to daven for his own personal issues? Bizman, Lefnei Hashem Yishpesichai. At the same time, he's saying his Tfilah Kavua. But, according to Yeshua, first say your tefillah kavua, and only after saying your tefillah kavua, that's when you should say your own needs. Ask the Gemara, Michti, let's try to understand the psukim. Kra, loike ma'daiki, v'loike ma'daiki. The psukim could be interpreted in each way. So the psukim aren't going to really teach us what is the proper halacha. Ask the Gemara, v'maikamavki, so what is the basis of the machloikis of Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua? Answers the Gemara, to the Darish Reb Simloi. It's like Reb Simloi taught us. The Darish Reb Simloi, La'ilam Yisada Adam Shivchei Shemakim. First, a person should speak about the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'achkach, and only after he says the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yisbalo. Then he should go on to be Mispalo. First, we should say the Shvach. Menolam, from whom do we learn this? Says the Gemara in Moshe Rabbeinu. We learn this from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Ksiv, for we find that Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hashem Elokim, Atach Elois Laharis Es Abdecha, Es Godlecha Ves Yotcha Chazaka, Hashem Yael B'Shemayim V'Oretz, Ashi Yasek Ma'asach Gvur Asecha. First, Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ksiv Asrei, and after he says the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he goes on to ask for his bakasha of Eber Nova Era as Eretz HaToiva. He asks Hashem that he should be allowed to go in to Eretz Yisrael. So we clearly see a precedent from Moshe Rabbeinu that the proper order is first to daven to first to say the praise of Hashem and only afterwards be mispalo. Rabbi Shua Sover, and therefore Rabbi Shua is of the opinion, Yalpinun Mimaisha. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Lezer Sava, Rabbi Lezer is of the opinion, Lo Yalpinun Mimaisha. We can't learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, because Shaina Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu was very great, the Rav Gavrei, and therefore what Moshe Rabbeinu could do, Moshe Rabbeinu first mentioning the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not something that could be a raya to us, and as Mefarshim explained, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he spoke about the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was obvious that he was sincere in what he was saying. We, however, obviously are not on that level, and therefore, we don't say the Shvach first. However, Tosfos and the other Rishonim point out that even though we may have here machloikas between Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua, if one should say the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu first or not, that is only when we're speaking about a yochid. But certainly when we're speaking about a tzibur, the tzibur could certainly follow the model of Moshe Rabbeinu, and in fact the tzibur does follow the model of Moshe Rabbeinu, because we find that the tzibur, when they're mispalo, first say Psuki de Zimra, and even when we say Shemana Esrei, we first say the brachas, the first three brachas, which speak about Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we begin this tefillah. In fact, the Rishonim point out that that is why our tefillah begins with Psuki de Zimra. Whenever we say Davin Shacharis in the morning, we first begin Psuki de Zimra. The reason we begin with Psuki de Zimra is because Psuki de Zimra speaks about the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, up to the point that the Mishnah Brura and the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Aruch HaShulchan all point out that certainly one should daven Psuki de Zimra before Shacharis. The Mishnah Brura says, it seems to the Mishnah Brura that maybe you can't even say Psuki de Zimra after Shemoneh Esrei. The other Paiskim that will allow one to say Psuki de Zimra after Shemoneh Esrei will hold that only you still can't say the Bracha Baruch Shama Yishtabach. It's a question of Baruch Levatolo, because the proper order is first to say the Shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and once you already said Tefillah, the order has been irreparably reversed, and everybody agrees you shouldn't say Baruch Shamar and Yishtabach anymore. V'chal Maimrim, the Chachamim disagree, like a Divrei Zeh, like a Divrei Zeh. They don't hold like either of these opinions. El Shoel Adav Tzracha B'Shmei Tefillah. They hold that a person who needs something should be mispal for it in Shmei Tefillah. Furthermore, the Pais can point out that even though we say that we begin Shmon Esrei with the Shvach, however, when it's a Tzorech of a Tzibur, a Tzorech of a Tzibur could be said even a Tzorech of a Tzibur could be said even during the first three brachas, and that's why during the Seres Shimei Tshuva, for example, we say Micha Meicha Ova Rachim Zoychet Tzorech L'Chaim B'Rachmim, we say Zorchein L'Chaim Melech Chavetz B'Chaim, because since it's a Tzorech of the Tzibur, it could be said even in the first three brachas. Having said that, the Paiskim do interestingly point out that even in this, we find a difference between the tefillah that we insert during the Seres Shimei Tshuva at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei versus the tefillahs that we insert at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei. Because at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei, even though we say Micha Moicha as a Chayim L'Chayim, we don't say L'Chayim Toivim. It's only at the end of the Shemoneh Esrei where we say B'Sefa Chayim Bracha V'Sholom, and we say Chayim Bracha Panosa Toiv V'Yishuas N'Chomais. We mention all of these details. Again, why? Because first you said Adam Shifcha Shemokoim V'Akach Yispalom. Actually, when we have this discussion, the question that comes up is that saying Yoitzer, which there's a minig in many communities to say Yoitzer, actually the Yoitzerites were instituted already by the Rishonim. Rabbi Lezer HaKalil is a Rishon quoted by Tosfos, and the question is, how is Yoitzer said? How is Yoitzer inserted, particularly when it's inserted at the beginning of the Chazar Sashatz? So there are essentially two opinions amongst the Rishonim. One opinion cited by the Rishonim is, as we just said, that whenever it's a tefillah tzibur, when it's not just a tefillah yochid, when it's a tefillah said by the tzibur, one can insert tefillahs even at the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. Another opinion cited by the Rishonim is that if it's a tzorech hatzibur, if it's a tefillah for the tzibur, it can be inserted also. The nafkamina between these two approaches is where Yoitzer could be said. Can be Yoitzer said during the Chazor Shashatz. That clearly is a Tfilas HaTzibur. Chazor Shashatz is not a Tfilas Yochid. It's a Tfilas Tzibur. And it's a Tfilas for the Tzibur. So certainly, at that point, Yoitzer, according to these Rishonim, could be inserted. The question is that in certain communities, Yoitzer is even said during the Birchas Krishma. So there we have the fact that it's said on behalf of the Tzibur, but even though it's said on behalf of the Tzibur, it's not said during the Tefillah of the Tzibur, it's said during the Tefillah Yochid. And the question is, can Yoitzer be said then? And as I said, it depends on different opinions. The minig of the Gra is to limit the saying Yoitzer almost under all circumstances, that the only time that the Gra agreed to saying some Yoitzeris is either on the Yom Neroim, as he explains, because it's a time where our lives are being judged, and that's why because of the Amos Hadin he allowed Yoitzer to be said, and on Purim because of the concept of Persumi Nisa. I saw a very nice vort from Chaim Kanievsky. Chaim Kanievsky says that in our many times when Yoitzer is said, the first words of the Yoitzer are Misoit Chachamim Nevinim Eftachapi Betfila Ubetachanunim. So he says that that nusach is actually based on what we just learned in our Gemara. Misoit Chachamim Nevinim. Chazal instituted the proper nusach atfila. What is the proper nusach atfila? Eftachapi Betfila. First we begin with saying Shvach of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, and only, as Al Gemara says, L'Olam Yisad Adam Shivcha Shemakayim, after Chapi B'Tfila, and only after we say the Tfila, do we say the Tachanunim to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Continues the Gemara, Amr of Yehuda, B'Reid of Shmuel B'Shelos B'Shmei D'Rav, Apish Amr Shoyl Adam Tzorach B'Shmei Tfila, even though we've said that a person can ask for his needs during Shmei Tfila, Aval and Ba Loim Vasaif Kabracha Ubracha Men Kabracha Bracha, if somebody wants to add during each bracha something that has to do with that bracha, Omer, he may do so. And indeed, says the Gemara, similarly, Amr Chibar Ashi Amr Rav Even though we said somebody could ask for his own needs during Shmei Tefillah, if somebody has somebody that needs a refuah, he could ask for it in Rafa'enu. If he has somebody that needs a, if he has a panosa need, I'm a baruch shanim, he could save a baruch aleim. The Bach says that these two statements that we just said in the name of Rav don't actually disagree with each other, but they complement each other. The first statement says that when a person has a private need, he could say it, he could say it at the end, and but that's only when he has an actual need. But let's say he Baruch Hashem has panasa, let's say Baruch Hashem he is healthy, says the Bach, that then during the actual brachas of the Shemen Esrei he may not say it, he could only ask for it during Shemei Tefillah. In other words, according to the Bach, the only time you could, and that's the halacha, the only time you could ask for a specific need during a bracha is only during, if you have that need. Whereas in Shemei Tefillah, you could ask, even if you don't have a pressing need. The Rabbeinu Yoina has a different approach. He says that at the end of the bracha, you can only add when you're saying it L'tzorech HaTzibur, because when you're saying L'tzorech HaTzibur, it looks like you're adding to the Nusach HaBracha, and since we may not add to the Nusach HaBracha, we could only make that tefillah at the end of the bracha. However, when the tefillah is not L'tzorech HaTzibur, when the tefillah is for one's own needs, then he could say it even in the middle of the bracha as he says it. Arav Shubha Levi, even though we've learned that somebody can ask for whatever needs he has during Shmei Tefillah, if somebody wants to add Tefillah at the end of davening, as the Rishonim say, whether it's before Yul Ratzon or after Yul Ratzon, he could say as much as he wants. There is a machloikis hapoiskim. What is the proper thing to do? Some say that the proper place, the more appropriate place to ask for these tefillahs is by Shemei Tefillah. Others say that the more appropriate place is to ask at the end of davening. Some say they're both equally the same. There's another machloikis taz in Magen Avraham, is that in certain sidurim we see printed certain tefillahs that many have the custom to say during Shemei Tefillah. The Taz says that one should not say those tefillahs on a regular basis, because if you add those tefillahs in every Shemei Tefillah that you're saying, it looks like you're adding to the Nusach HaBracha, which the Nusach HaBracha was specifically created by Chazal, and we have no right to add to that Nusach HaBracha. The Mishnah Berura paskins, however, like the Magen Avraham, who contrary to the Taz says that actually it's the right thing to do. If somebody shows that the power of tefillah by him, that he holds tefillah so dear, and by every tefillah he adds this nusach, it's actually more appropriate. Continues the Mishnah, and the Mishnah now is going to list different holidays of the Akum. And as the Rishonim point out, it's not to mean that there are no other holidays. The Mishnah is only listing that these holidays were the holidays in place in the times of Chazal. These are the holidays of the Akum, and the Gemara is going to explain these holidays. Klander v'satarna v'katisim v'yoyim genusya shamalcheim, it will be explained in the Gemara what yoyim genusya means. V'yoyim aleida is the emperor's birthday. V'yoyim misa is his yard site. Divrei Remeya. V'rev chamayim say the chachamim regarding the yoyim hamisa. Any time when the king died, they burnt all of his personal possessions. Yesh by Avodah Kachavim, that holiday is considered a holiday of Avodah Zorah. But if they did not burn his personal possessions, and by Avodah Kachavim, it's not considered a day of Avodah Zorah. Aval Yoyim Taglachas Zikna Ubulurasoi, the day that the king would burn his beard not necessarily the king, even individuals, or blurasoi, they used to leave hair at the like a ponytail, and every year they used to cut that hair as in the service of the avodah zarah. V'yom sha'ol b'minayom, or the day he came back from sea. Or v'yom sheyatzu beis asur, the day he came out of prison. Or if the Ayv Kacham makes a banquet in celebration of his son's marriage, only that very day is considered a holiday, and only for that person. Says the Gemara, Amarav Chanan Barova, Kalanda Shmoni Yom Ach Tkufa, the holiday of Kalanda they would celebrate 8 days after the winter Tkufa, Sandurna Satrunua was celebrated 8 days before the Tkufa. V'simanach, and to remember, Och v'kadim tzartani, since first is listed the holiday that came after the Tkufa, and we'll see soon why, and then only is listed the holiday that came before Tkufa, that's why we have the simon that Ocher, the later holiday is mentioned, the later holiday is mentioned first. There is a machloikus rishonim. How to understand these 8 days of holidays? The Meiri's opinion is that these, in fact, 8 days they have 16 consecutive days. The last 8 days before the Tekufa, and then the first 8 days after the Tekufa, were all considered a holiday. Other rishonim say there were a couple of days in between the two holidays, for it's difficult to say that they celebrated a holiday for 16 days straight, and yet other Rishonim of the opinion that they're not the same Tkufa, and one was near the Tkufas Tevis, and one was near the Tkufas Nisan. These two holidays were different Tkufas altogether. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Lefi Shara Adam Rishon, Yoim Shemismat V'Holach, Adam Rishon saw that the day was getting smaller. Omar, he said, Oily Shem Vishvil Susarakti. Why is this happening? It must be happening because I did the Aveira, and Oilam Choshech Pa'adi, the world is getting dark. He saw that the nights were getting longer, because ultimately, V'choizel Asoy V'voyu, the world will come back to its original emptiness and nothingness. As the Ritva explains, certainly Adam Arishan was a very intelligent individual, and he knew that this was the way of the world, that the winter, the days are long, the days are short and the nights are long, and the summer just the opposite. But because he did the terrible Aveira of Eitz Hadas, Nitra Fadata, says the Ritva, he got confused and he didn't realize what was happening. V'zui Misa Shniklas Olai Min HaShemayim, and he assumed that this was happening as punishment, the punishment of death that he got, that was decreed upon him for the Aveira of Eitz Hadas. And because of this, Amad v'yosha shmoni yomim b'tainus ha'tfila. For 8 days he sat in tainus ha'tfila. However, kiven shirat kufas tevis, once he saw the winter ending, v'roa yom shemarach v'hoilach, and he saw that the days were getting longer again, Amar, man haga shal olam hu, this is the way the world goes, halach v'osha shmoni yomim tovim. And he made, as the ways got longer, 8 days holiday. L'shana Cheres, that was the holiday that comes at the new Tkufa. And the next year, that was the second holiday, that's the Ocher. L'shana Cheres, the next year he made the 8 days that he held as a holiday the year before, as the days were being so short, he actually turned them into a holiday, realizing that there was nothing wrong. The Taurus, Sefer Taurus Chaim asks, that we know that the Medrash says that Adam Arishan sat in Tainus for 130 years because of his Aveira. So what's our Gemara saying that he sat these days in a Tainus? Says the Taurus Chaim, perhaps those days he was only fasting by day. These days that the Gemara refers to were days that he not only fasted by day, but he also fasted by night. The Yaros Tavash has a very interesting understanding of this Gemara. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created night. Summer nights, which are shorter, are nights where a person sleeps to refresh himself, to be able to go back to the next day. Winter nights are not only for sleeping, they're too long to sleep the whole night, they're also created Lagirsa, for learning. Adam HaRishon, when he was created, there was no curse on him that he would have to work. And therefore, he could spend his entire day learning and sleep at night, because he didn't have to learn at night, he could learn all day. When he saw that the nights were getting longer, he realized that the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending to him was that your days you'll be preoccupied working, and you therefore need a long night to have time also to learn. And when he realized that he'll spend, that this is going to be his fate, that he's going to have to spend all of his days working, and the only time he'll have available to learn will be at night, it caused him great distress. Until ultimately saw that it's not always going to be that way, that there are the summer days that aren't, that the nights aren't so long, representing that he always won't always have to work so hard. That's when he made a yontif. The Shar Mitzvah Balach I saw has another interesting way of learning this Gemara. He says originally Adam Arishon was in Gan Eden. Gan Eden is a perfect world. In a perfect world, the day is 12 hours long, and the night is 12 hours long. And so indeed was it in Gan Eden. But we know that Adam Arishon, after he did the Aveir of the Eitz Hadas, was chased out of Gan Eden. And he came to a world where there was a short day and a long night. And Adam Arishon was concerned, says the Shar Mitzvah Balacha, that he knew that in different places in the world, there are different times when the day is long and the night is short, or vice versa. And he was concerned that he will always have to be in a place where the day is short and the night is long. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him that you won't be sent from place to place. You'll be kept in one place, and in that one place, there are different seasons. Sometimes the night is longer, sometimes the night is shorter. When Adam Arishon saw that that's the Minhag Shel Olam, and that's the way he's going to have to live, he was more reassured. Says the Gemara, Hu Kavam, when Adam Arishon instituted these holidays, he did it L'Shem Shemayim. However, Haim, the Akram, did it L'Shem Avodes Kechavim. Ask the Gemara. We know there's a Machloikis in Masecht Rosh Hashanah, exactly when was the world created. Says the Gemara, Bishlam L'Mandam B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, according to Mandam that the world was created in Tishrei, Yoy Mezuti Chaza. So Adam Rishon, in an entire experience, only saw short days, Yoy Arichi Akati L'Chaza, but he never saw long days. However, asked the Gemara, Elamand Amar ben Nissan Nivroilam, according to Mand Amar, that the world was created in Nissan, Hachazala Yom Azutav Yom Arichei. So when he was created in Nissan, the days are longer. So why was he so concerned? Answers the Gemara, the Havazut Kula Hai Lechaza. He might have seen short days in the days of Nissan, days that are shorter than the summer that came later, but he never saw such short days as he saw in the winter. When he saw the very short days of winter, or as we explained before, the very long nights that come along, that's what got him concerned. Tana Rabon, says the Braisa, Yom Shenivra Ba'Adam Arishon, the day that Adam Arishon was created, Kivin Shakal of Chama, when the sun came down, Omar, he said, Oily, because I did this terrible sin, Olam Choshech Ba'adi, the world is going to become dark. V'yachso Olam L'soy V'voyu. V'zui Misa, and he assumed that this was the Misa, Sh'niknes Olav Min HaShemayim. And Ayosh V'tainis, and he was sitting in Tainis Abach Kalayla crying. V'chava Abach Kenegdoi, and Chava was sitting along with him crying. Kivin Sh'olam Urashachar, but when this morning came up, Amar min haga shalom hu. This is the way the world works. Day, night, day, night. Amad v'hikru shor shekarnav kaidon l'msoysov. So he brought a shor, he brought an axe as a carbon. And this was a unique axe. It was an axe that the horns come out before the hoofs. As the Rishadim explained. Normally, an animal, an axe is born. It's not born with a horn, but it's born with the hoofs. This animal, all of the animals that were born that were created during the Shesh Yimei Bereishis, were created completely mature. And not only were they created completely mature, but they came out of the ground head first. So this axe that was created during those Shesh Yimei Bereishis already had its horn, and its horn emerged from the ground before its hooves emerged from the ground. And that's what the pasuk says. V'sitan l'Hashem mishor par mikeren mafris. The keren came, the horn came before the hoofs. Interesting to note that the Chafetz Chaim during World War I, Jews came very concerned about the situation in the world during the terrible times of World War I. Said the Chafetz Chaim that now is no, that this, that we Jews, even during difficult times, should not fall, because he says this is the Minhaga Shloilam, that there are sometimes difficult times and there are better times. And actually he pointed to this Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, saying that this is the lesson of Adam HaRishon. He saw things were dark. He thought that the Olam Choshech Ba'adoy, the world is completely dark, that there's no hope. But then he saw that out of the dark emerges light, and there's always going to be Yeshua's Hashem. V'amav Yehuda Meshmul, Shor Shekrev Adam HaRishon, the axe that Adam HaRishon brought as a carbon, Karen Achas Hoyslav Mitzchah, only had one horn out of its forehead. Shenema V'sitav L'Hashem Yishar Par Makrin Mafris. Makrin, says the Gemara, Tati Mashmi, doesn't it mean two horns? And says the Gemara, Amram Nachma Yitzchak, Mi Keren Ksiv. The Ksiv is Keren, only one horn. Boy Rav Masna, Roimi Sh'asa Kalanda. In Rome, they celebrate the holiday of Kalanda. However, the Kol Ayaris Hasmuchas Loi Mishtabas Loi. All of the cities around Rome that are subordinate to Rome. The question is, Oisna Yaris Asuris Umutaris. In those cities, where may one do business with the Akum and not? Do we say, since these cities actually don't celebrate this holiday, it's Mutter? Or do we say, since these cities pay taxes to Rome, therefore, just like in this city, just like in Rome, we can't do business, similarly, we can't do business with these cities. Another way that Rishon explained the question is that even in these cities, they celebrated these holidays. But the only reason they celebrate these holidays in these cities, it's not because it's their personal observance. They're only doing it because they're subservient to Rome, and in Rome they're observing this holiday. What is the halacha? Says the Gemara, Shuben Levi Meklanda Sur Kolhi. For all of these places, it's Osir. Rabbi Yochanan, Ein Asur Eloiv Devavad. It's only Osir in the city of Rome. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavos Rabbi Yochanan, Apish Amir Roima Osir Klanda. Even though we say Rome celebrates Klanda, the Kol Ayaris Hasmuchas Lo Mishtab Slo, and all the cities around it are subservient to Rome. He Atzma Ein Asur Eloiv Devavad. It's only Osir in Rome. Says the Gemara, another halacha. Sotanya v'katesim, v'yoyim genusya shamacheyim, v'yoyim shehumlech v'melech. In all of these cities, lofon of Osir, one may not do business before the holiday, achra, but after the holiday, mutter. V'ayvik ha'chavim sh'os mishtel b'noy, and if ayvik ha'chavim makes a banquet for the marriage of a son, and osir el yoyim, only that day, v'ayseish, and only that only that person. Arav Ashi Afanan Namatanina. So too we actually learn in our Mishnah. The Tani Yoim Taglach Zikna Belurasai. We learned in the end of the Mishnah day that he takes a haircut or cuts his blurious. V'yoyim Shal Benamayam. V'yoyim Shiyotzma Beis Asurim. Ein Osa El Oisa Yoim Belvad for Oisa Ish. Says the Gemara. Bishlam Oisa Yoim. When the Mishnah says Oisa Hayoim, we understand it's coming to teach us Lafuki Lafon of Achrav. We've learned early in our Masech that certainly before the holiday, and then according to certain Tanoim, even after the holiday, one may not do business. So we're learning that that then doesn't apply here. Elo Oisa Ish Lafuki Mai. What are we trying to learn from the word Oisa Ish? Lav Lafuki Mishabodov. To tell us that only the person who actually is celebrating the holiday may not, we can't do business with Lafuki Mishabodov, those people that work for him, we may do business with them. Shmamino, clearly this is a raya. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Yisrael shebechutz laretz, oivdik chavim v'tarahein. The Israelim that live, Klai Yisrael that live the chutz laretz, worship Avodah Zarah, without realizing it. Why? Ketzat. For if a guy makes a banquet for his son, and he invites all of the Jews in the city to the party, even if the Jews bring their own food, they bring their own drinks, and they have a mashgiach watching, ask the Gemara, perhaps they're only going to violate the halacha if they eat at this party. Amar Rav Imkem Neimer Krava Chaltem Azivchay Mai V'Karolach Mishas Kriya. Even if they only call you, you're already over. Machloikis, if this is Issa D'Raisa or this is an Issa D'Rabbanim. Says the Gemara Hilchach Kol Tlosin Yom 30 days after the wedding. Bein amalei machmas halula. Whether the guy tells you that he's making this party because of his son's marriage, or bein loy amalei machmas halula, or he doesn't say because of the marriage, osur. One may not participate because it's obvious that it's being done for celebration. Again, the Yerushalayim and the Pesachim say that this halacha may only apply in times where they ultimately use this party to do it as a avodah zarah. But if it's only a party celebrating a marriage with no avodah zarah element to it, it may not have necessarily the same din. Mikan ve'elach, after 30 days, e amalei machm salula, if he clearly tells you that he's doing an out celebration for his son, osur, v'loi amalei machm salula, shari it's mutter. Continues the Gemara, because amalei machm salula, and if he tells you that he's doing it because of the marriage, ad amos, until when can't you participate? Amra papa, ad tresi yachashata, for 12 months. Ask the Gemara, mikar amos osur, and from before the marriage, from when is it osur? Amra papa, mishmei de rova, michirova sari bisnasi. Rashi says two pshatim. One pshat Rashi says is from when they put the barley in the vat to make beer. Another pshat that Rashi says is that Tosfos also is dissatisfied with this first pshat, because Tosfos says they didn't make beer in those days out of barley, they would make beer in those days out of dates, and therefore Tosfos says the proper pshat is that they used to plant something that would grow, and they used to throw it at the chasen and kala at the wedding, saying that just like this sprouted, so too you should have a family. Ask the Gemara, after 12 months from the wedding, is it permissible to participate? He came to the home of a goy, after 12 months, and he heard that they were praising their god, and he didn't participate. And says the Gemara, Shani Rav Yitzchak Rei de Mishashi Adam Chashifu. There's two ways of learning. One way of learning is that he was an Adam Chashiv, and since he was an Adam Chashiv, it was there, they took this as an opportunity that they got such a distinguished guest to, again, even though it was more than 12 months since the wedding, to rejoice. Another pshat is that Adam Chashiv has to act differently. And even though everybody else, could start participating after 12 months, Adam Chashiv has different rules. It's very interesting that Ramei Arik points out that even though our Gemara, and there are other Gemaras, say that a person who's an Adam Chashiv should act differently, says Ramei Arik, it's interesting to note that the Rambam never quotes such an opinion. And he says the reason is because the Rambam finds it difficult to say that different Jews should act differently. He does say that the Rambam on a number of occasions speaks about that we have an obligation to treat an Adam Chashiv with more respect. But that an Adam Chashiv should act differently than other people, he says the Rambam doesn't usually say. For Kartisim, we spoke about Kartisim. My Kartisim, Amar Yehuda Mishmul, Yoim Shetofsa Yoimi Malchus. It's the day that the Romans took over the rulership from the Greeks. Vatanya asked the Gemara, how can we say that that's what Kartisim is? Doesn't the Brisa say Kartisim V'Yoim Shetofsa by Yoimi Malchus? Seems that it's two separate things. answers the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Shtei Tfisis Tafsi Roimi. Roimi took over the kingdom twice. Eich has been made Klaftamach, so one in the time of Cleopatra, Vakros Shetafsi made Ivanim, and one in the times of the Greeks. And the Gemara explains, the Chiyasar of Dimi Amar, Tlosim train Karvi of the Rimoi Bahad Ivanim. The Romans fought 32 battles against the Greeks, V'layochlele, and they could not prevail. Ad the Shetfinu Yisrael Badayu, until they took Klal Yisrael as partners with them. V'hoch Yisrael Badayu, and they made the following deal with the Jews. Im mino malki, if we will be the kings, minaych afrechi, you will be the governors. Im minaych malki, if you will be the kings, minan afrechi, you will be the governors. They made this deal because the Aisur Mefarashim explained for one of two reasons. Either because it's impossible, ein shtei melachim mishtam shebekesar achad, you can't have two kings at the same time. Or another pshat that I saw is that we know the pasuk says, ulo'oyim mel'oyim yemots. Romans and Jews cannot be kings at the same times. So they said, either we'll be the king or you'll be the king. And then the Romans sent to the Greeks. Ad idna avidna bekarva. Till now we wanted to prevail over you in battle. Hashta nava bedina. Now we'll prevail over you with logic. Megolos aventava. If you have a pearl and a precious stone. Ezven yasa basal chaver. Which should be the base for the other? Shachlai. Megolos aventava. The pearl becomes the setting for the precious stone. Aventava v'inach. They continue. If you have a precious stone and a gem. So they said the Evan Taiva, the stone becomes the base le'enoch for the gem. Enoch v'sefer Torah. When you have a gem in a sefer Torah, Ezman yas basul chaver. What becomes the base for the other? Enoch, the gem becomes the base for the sefer Torah. There's nothing more precious than the Torah. Shalchalei imkain. So now the Romans sent to the Greeks. Sefer Torah Gabon. We have the Sefer Torah because we've collaborated with the Jews. Yisrael Badon. And then Kofalei. And that's how the Greeks got defeated. Esen v'shishnin kamalei v'adayis v'had Yisrael. For 26 years, the Romans kept their deal. B'kan v'elech, after 26 years, ishtab debu, the Romans subjugated the Jews. Mikar ma'idarish, upside ma'idarish. What caused this change of their mind? Says the Mamikara Darush, Nisav Nelch Velch the Kagdecha, that we will go together. Well, Psaif Darush, Yava Adon Lufne Avdoi, the Ace of Shigo in front of Yaakov. Says the Gemara, Esen Vishishnin, the Kumban Isai Bahadi Yisrael Manolan, how do we know they kept their deal for 26 years and lived this way, together in partnership? Dor Rav Kahana, Shechola Rabbi Shmo, Rabbi Yossi Shocholai, Rabbi, Amalanu, please tell us Shnaim Vishlosh and Dvorim, tell us two or three things, Shematlam Shemavicha, that you heard from your father. They were asking him to teach him these things before he leaves the world. 180 years before the base of Mikdash was destroyed, Shmainim Shana, Pashtamach Srishal Yisrael, the Romans began to rule over the Jews. Shmainim Shana at Shlechar Vabayis, for 80 years before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Gazru Tumah al Eretz Amim, they said that the lands of the Goyim should be Tamei, Valkleis Chuchas. The reason they made this Kseira is because the Eretz Amim were full of Kvarim, and that's why they had to be concerned that there was Tumah. And they also made a Kseira that not only Kli Cheres is susceptible to Tumah, but even glassware is susceptible to Tumah. Abraham Shon Adler Charev Abayis, 40 years before the Churban Abayis, Golos to Sanhedrin for Yoshua Bechanos. The Sanhedrin went into Golos and went into the Chanos. Lamai Hilchasa asked the Gemara why Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Adin Lefloy Mishloy Dona Dina Knossos, that rules where the Torah says a fine as an order were no longer judged. Asked the Gemara Dina Knossos Al Kedaitach, where Dina Knossos stopped at that time. For Amar Rav Yudam Rav Bram Zochar Oisish Latoiv, Rav Yudam Ben Bab Shmoy Shmoy Hu, if not for him. And the Shtachu Dina Knossos Misrael Klaisel will have forgotten Dina Knossos. Ask them on the Shtachu Ligar Sinu, should they should learn it, then they won't forget it. Ella Batla Dina Knossos Misrael, there would no longer be Dina Knossos by Klaisel. For says the Gemara Shagazimach Sarish Gzeira, the Romans made the following decree: Kol ha-soymich yiharik, whoever gives smicha should be killed. V'kol ha-nismach yiharik, whoever receives smicha should be killed. V'ish ha-soymichim v'yitichariv, and any city in which there is smicha should be destroyed. And as Mefarshim explained, they wanted to destroy Rabbonus by Klal Yisrael, and the way they were able, their thought was that we'll destroy Rabbonus by Klal Yisrael by undoing smicha. Furthermore, their thinking was that this was a decree they could fulfill. Other decrees, even if they'll stop Klal Yisrael fulfilling any specific mitzvah, and later generations they'll be able to fulfill this mitzvah. Smicha, if it ends, it ends. The tchum shesomcha b'yakir, even a tchum in which there's smicha should be completely eradicated. Ma asar Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, holach from Yosher ben Shnei Harim Gedolim, he sat between two large mountains. V'shnei Yaris Gedolus, between two big cities. Ben Shnei Tchum Hashem, between two tchumim. Where was this? Ben Usha l'Shafram. He wanted to be in such an area where nobody could point to a specific city, and there would be no great benefit in destroying such a place. And he gave smich to five Talmid Chachamim: Ramei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Loz ben Shemua, Rabbi Avi Maisef, Afram Nechemya. Kivin Shakir by Ivim, once the enemy understood what he was doing, Amalhem, Bni Rutz, run. Amalhem, Rabbi Matahelech, what will be with you? Amalhem, Reni Matalf name, Ke'evin Shalayim Chaychen. I'm like a stone that won't be overturned. I can't run. Amru, Lozaz Misham, Achnasel Nufoy, Sholosh Meis Lunan Shabazel, they pierced his body with 300 iron spears, for Osel Gufik Kavra, and they made his body like a sieve. So here we see that the Aloch of Knossos continues. So how are we saying that that was the purpose of the goals of the Sanhedrin? Arav Nachman, Yitzaloy Tema Dina Knossos, Ashloy Dona Dina Nefoshos. They stopped paskening Dina Nefoshos. My Tama, why did they do so? Kim the Chaz of Nefesh Loy Roitzchim. They saw there were many murderers. V'loyochle Medin. And it was impossible to judge them all. Arav Mutav Ligli M'makam M'makam. Let us go into Golis, so that we won't be liable. Because once the halacha is, there is no din in the fascists, only when the Sanhedrin is sitting in the Lishkas Hagosis. The Ksiv, because the halacha is, the pasuk says, only when they're sitting in the Lishkas Hagosis is the Sanhedrin allowed to paskin dine nefashis.